And you're listening to the News Run on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, the United Nations says Syria is now involved in all-out civil war after their own UN monitors were shot at by rebel forces. As we heard just a few moments ago, there are terrible tales of children being used as human shields, tortured and killed. And increasingly, there are calls for other nations to take some sort of action. Now, Russia's giving the Syrian regime attack helicopters, and it's clear that the rebel forces are also being armed from somewhere. Well, Daniel Pipes is president of the Middle East Forum and a fellow at the Hoover Institute of Stanford University. He joins me now on the line from the United States. Daniel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When we hear of children being used as human shields, our natural reaction is to demand some sort of action. Could this escalate into the sort of military intervention that we saw in, say, Libya?
It doesn't seem likely, in part because a year has gone by and it hasn't happened, in part because the circumstances are quite different in that the rebels in Libya controlled a substantial piece of territory, and that is not the case in Syria. Also, the Syrian the geography of Syria is far more complex, so is the social makeup of Syria. Syria is much more, it's a smaller country in a much more intense region. So, also it has backers in Russia, as you just mentioned, China, Iran, in a way that Libyan regime did not. So for all these reasons, I don't think it's terribly likely.
Now, the UN says it's a civil war, that's what they were saying this morning, which I think most of us thought we'd already reached that point already, but the UN says it's official. What are the implications of that? I mean, are there dangers to the West in a full-out civil war?
There certainly are dangers. There are dangers in terms of going into the civil war, overlapping into neighboring countries. Turkey is a member of NATO, and there's a one-for-all clause that could potentially involve other NATO members in this conflict. Israel is a neighbor of Syria, and who knows where that could go to. Jordan and Lebanon are also neighbors. Iraq, which is a fledgling democracy, is a neighbor. Many potential implications. The Iranians are deeply involved in maintaining the Syrian state. Could have implications for them as well. The weapons of mass destruction, in particular chemical armaments, which the Syrians have built up quite an arsenal of, could fall under other hands, could be transferred over to, say, Hezbollah, the terrorist organization in Lebanon. All sorts of prospects that one can imagine.
Wow. Now, the U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, this morning was accusing the Russians of lying, saying that their supply of arms to the regime doesn't have any effect. And certainly you would think that bringing in attack helicopters isn't going to help the situation. But it's obvious that the rebels are also receiving weapons from somewhere, which would imply that there's not much appetite for a peaceful solution.
Right. The rebels are receiving arms as well as much else from Turkey in particular, a neighboring country, also from the Saudis and perhaps even the Qataris. So they're both sides are being armed. Both sides are engaging, from what one can tell, in vicious atrocities. From my point of view, I don't think we in the West have a dog in this fight, if you know that expression. we pox on both our houses. I'm not rooting for either side. I don't want either side to win. The government is an atrocious totalitarian regime that's been in power for over 40 years. The opposition is an Islamist ideological, increasingly an Islamist ideological movement that is going to be a great burden on its own subject population and a threat to ourselves.
So it's not simply a case of al-Assad being removed from power. It's more complex than that.
And even after he is removed from power or flees, I would imagine he'll flee, what then? There'll be continuing humanitarian problems. There'll be continuing economic problems. There'll be continuing aggression. I think we're in for a long haul here. And I don't see how it's going to come out favorably to the Syrians or to ourselves on the outside.
Daniel, it's always good to talk to you and get your insight. Thank you so much for your time today.